Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court set back the case of the florist, Baronell Stutzman, the owner of Arlene's Flowers, to the Washington Supreme Court, vacating the decision below, setting it aside, and instructing the court to reconsider it in light of Masterpiece Cake Shop. We're going to be talking about the implications on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, as you know, the Masterpiece Cake Shop with Jack Phillips came down a few weeks ago, and the court ultimately ruled that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission violated the First Amendment because of the bias against religion and his sincerely held religious belief that was quite evident both in how they treated his case versus other similar cases involving homosexual bakers with someone who wanted to have a pro-marriage message, and some of the comments that were made during the proceeding. After that case came down, a supplemental brief was filed by ADF asking the court to send the case back because similar situations had occurred in the Baronell Stutzman case. And so the U.S. Supreme Court did. I think this is a good development for Baronell Stutzman.
Yeah, it is. And Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who there in Washington State, has shown the same kind of animus and hostility toward religion, toward Christianity in particular, and the free exercise of religion, really besmirching the good name of Baronell Stutzman, a senior citizen, an elderly woman who stands to lose everything merely for, in a very loving, very kind way, turning away someone because she could not support the event of their so-called same-sex marriage. These are regular customers that she knew were openly homosexual. She could help them anytime. She just could not lend her artistic abilities and gift to endorse an event that is contrary to biblical Christianity.
But, you know, this was a customer, a friend of hers. She's been helping for 10 years. And, you know, when she knew he was coming to announce his so-called wedding, you know, she said, I'm you know, sorry, I can't help you, but there's three other florists that would be glad to serve you. They hugged each other. They left on good terms. He happened to post it on his Facebook, and this Washington Attorney General just went crazy and sued, along with the ACLU, sued Stutzman. And it's not only her business that's at stake, but every single penny that she owns. She could totally go bankrupt for this.
Yeah, she and her husband live on some acreage, and they have children and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And she loves doing floral work. She learned this from her mother. Right. It is part of her ministry to do floral work, particularly for weddings. She puts herself into the wedding. She works with the bride and the groom about what they want. She makes a floral arrangement, and she sometimes participates or at least goes to the wedding to make sure that the floral arrangement is exactly how right. It should be. And when she said she couldn't celebrate the event, although she had served this individual for, as you say, 10 years, right. She thought it was over. They hugged, and before you know it, she got a letter in the mail from the state attorney general, Ferguson, and Ferguson ultimately filed a complaint against her. Now, this grandmother that lives on this acreage of property with her husband has her children and grandchildren coming to visit. I was with her when she explained that she stands to lose all of that.
Right.
Every single bit because of the fines and the penalties against her for following her sincerely held religious conviction. And during the process, Matt, the attorney general, very anti-Christian bias, and others made some negative statements about religion, about her faith, and about this whole LGBT issue. So the U.S. Supreme Court sent it back. I think the handwriting could literally be on the wall that as it happened in Jack Phillips' case, so in this case, not only has that ruling been vacated, it's been set aside. In other words, right now, it is not an effective ruling below against her.
Right.
And they have to reconsider whether or not there's any remedy at all. And the court said, whether there is any remedy, meaning that there may not be a remedy, meaning that like in Jack Phillips' case, they didn't send it back for the lower court to reconsider and have another bite at the apple. They said, it's over. It's done with. You've already gone too far. You don't have a second bite at the apple. And the Supreme Court left that option open that, in fact, when it goes back, like Jack Phillips, this may be the end of the line for the Attorney General, and it would be a great victory for Baronelle Stutzman.
Definitely.
Yeah, what's interesting is that Ferguson, in some of his legal briefs that were submitted, he openly and directly compared Baronelle Stutzman's Christian faith to racial discrimination. And the Supreme Court in the Masterpiece Cake Shop decision said it was, and this is a quote, quite inappropriate for the government to draw parallels between the free exercise of religion in this context and, quote, defenses of slavery. So that alone is on all fours, as they say, meaning it's a direct comparison to what happened in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. And I think that the Attorney General there, Bob Ferguson, because he also made a number of very, very hateful anti-Christian public statements that are on the record now. So it's going to be interesting to see how this comes out, but I'm feeling pretty good about it.
I mean, he just came out and demanded that Stutzman give up her religious and artistic freedom. And that was one thing in the Masterpiece Cake ruling. They condemned these one-sided discriminatory applications of the law against people of faith.
Yeah, you know, Baronelle Stutzman is in her mid-70s, and she literally, as we said earlier, stands to lose everything. Now, Attorney General Ferguson, after he obtained a court order allowing him to collect on Stutzman's personal assets, he publicized a letter, which tells you something about his whole motive.
Right.
He sent a letter to her, publicizing it, offering to settle the case.
For $2,001.
$2,001. And, you know, when you're entering into settlement negotiations, those are confidential.
Right.
You don't breach that to the public. And that is well known within attorney ethics rules. Those settlement negotiations are between the attorneys and the clients.
They're not even admissible in court.
Conception.
Yeah. They're not even admissible in court.
No, and just because you enter a settlement agreement or settlement discussions doesn't mean that it can later be used against you to prove that you were wrong or right. This is confidential. That's why it's supposed to be this way. So he sends out this letter, but he also demands, if you settle, we've got all these liabilities against you now. We can take all your assets, but I'll take $2,001, but demanded that she give up her religious and artistic freedom, demanded that she then violate her faith by participating in the very thing that started this, and that is she cannot and will not celebrate a same-sex union because it goes directly against her faith. In other words, I'll buy your faith for $2,001 if you stop exercising your faith again. It's kind of like in the New Testament, we'll let you go free to the disciples as long as you don't preach in the name of Jesus anymore. And you know what they said? We have to obey God rather than man. That's what she said. And of course, he's coming after her with both barrels, if you will, to ultimately destroy this wonderful mother, grandmother, and Christian.
Yeah, which shows you the courage of this woman. Taking a stand, she could have taken the easy road out, a couple thousand dollars in the settlement, and then sign away her religious freedom. But she kind of took on the mantle and is standing, you know, in proxy for millions of Christians around the country and for their religious liberties. And it was more important to her that justice is served here and that the right thing is done and that religious liberties here, that our freedoms are put back on the correct path here instead of being eroded by people like this tyrant, Bob Ferguson.
Yeah, and you know, to those people that say, well, the Jack Phillips Masterpiece Cake Shop case, oh, it's so narrow, it only applies to Jack Phillips. And you know what we were saying? No, it has a significant impact beyond Jack Phillips and Masterpiece Cake Shop. And here's the first example of that.
Yeah, here's the evidence of that.
This is the evidence of it. And these things, for those who just are watching from the media, I'm telling you that looking at these things from the inside, having represented and been in these kinds of cases, this is not unusual that these radical governmental entities or opposition entities will denigrate religion. So this is going to have a widespread impact. Go to lc.org. You can make an online contribution now. You can also commit to pledge a monthly support for Liberty Council, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-LC.org.